Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Since its inception, Indonesia's Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency, Danantara, has maintained a clear separation between state-owned enterprises' management and investment risks, according to the Chief Operating Officer, or COO, Doni Oskaria, on Tuesday. Quoted from RRI.co.id, Doni assured that Danantara Investment Management doesn't leverage third-party funds from the state-owned bank association, addressing public's concern. Doni also highlighted that Danantara operates independently of government intervention, functioning as a commercial entity guided by sound investment principles. Still related to state-owned enterprises, Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir has reaffirmed that state-owned companies remain stable despite the ongoing global trade war. He made the statement during a House of Representatives Commission 6 working meeting on Tuesday. Minister Erick said the government has conducted stress tests on 10 companies identified so far. Quoted from RRI.co.id, the state-owned enterprises being examined include state-owned banks, state-owned telecommunication giant PT Telkom Indonesia, state-owned mining holding firm Mind ID, and state-owned oil and gas holding company Pertamina. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sekeras apapun aku berpikir, apakah semua yang terjadi ini benar? Saling lupa satu dan lainnya. Ada lagi rasa kasih sayang yang pernah ku rasa. Coba untuk terus berpikir, ku rasa semua yang terjadi ini salah. Alam sudah rasa kasih sayang. Tak ada hanya percaya pada orang baru dikenal.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
When things go wrong, just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and sing. Don't you give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweet or filled with worries. Don't be afraid. When things go wrong, just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and sing.
One day you lose your way,
remember one. clock, or just as the music and don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And keep your chin up. And be happy.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Fidi Aldiano. Oxavia Aldiano, also known as Fidi Aldiano, born March 29, 1990, is an Indonesian singer-songwriter. Now Fidi Aldiano used the stage name Fidi, releasing a new song titled Senyumin Dulu Aja, or Just Smile. In the creative process of the song, Fidi collaborates with a new music group from Bandung, West Java, Tadi. This music group consists of Fatan Garna and Adi Handoyo, who help in writing and production. This collaboration is realized thanks to an introduction from Indonesian musician Isyana Sarasvati, the owner of the record label that houses Tadi. Not only that, Fidi also invites Isyana as a backing vocal on the song. The song describes Fidi's personal side in dealing with anxiety and bad days. The song has been released and available on all digital streaming platforms since October 25, 2024. The music video for this song was also released on the same day, marking Fidi's first step back into the music industry. Well, listener, here is the latest single by Fidi Aldiano entitled Senyumin Dulu Aja. Enjoy!
Bagai di sandra, deadline di muka, cemas meraja, sesaknya di dada. Banyak problema, seperti tanda tua. Ku tak berdaya, akan tak mereda. Ada kalanya merenung lagi manja, harus bisa terima pas semua dalam kuasa. Ingin hidup yang senang-senang aja, tenang-tenang aja, walau tak selalu indah. Jangan ragu untuk melangkah, senyumin dulu aja. Lupakan sejenak rasa, beri ruang.
And listener, you're still tuned to a radio service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I could say that right now around the studio. I mean, outside our building, it's raining so hard, and even I can hear the thunder. The thunder is so wild, so strong, and I believe during this kind of time, it's better for us to be, well, stay at home, talking to your blanket, drinking warm coffee, warm beverages, while being accompanied by your loved ones. And talking about loved ones, in Indonesia, we got a song, and there's the lyric saying that family is the most precious treasure. Today, does the family stay the same precious treasure? Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, said that, unfortunately, there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, they look frustration, depression, stress. And on the other side, it's very extreme. They try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, they have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy, they have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man, but they can talk with them because the parents, they're working every day, they arrive in home at home at night, and the children already sleep in the morning, the parent, they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, So it's, as I call this, a very dangerous situation for the modern family.
You can listen more to this conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
With menghujam jantungku or stabbing my heart, but it's not like a bad thing. It's like an expression of quite surprise, a delight, like when when you're being loved by somebody that you wanted. It feels like, wow, something so strong happening in your heart, just like stabbing. Although stabbing in the back, stabbing in the heart, it sounds so quite negative, isn't it? But I believe that you get the gist. And in the middle, a lot of online games, video games, so many people are also still liking, how do you call it? Manual games? Can we say that physical games? Yeah, something like Monopoly. I believe the millennials, the boomers, they are so familiar with Monopoly and maybe some Gen Z. I don't think that Gen Alpha knows about it. But the special thing about Monopoly is that earlier this month, Indonesian Ministry of Tourism released a special Monopoly with Bali. So it's a special edition of Monopoly with Bali in the background, or even in the whole theme about this Monopoly board is about Bali, and it was released in Ubud on May 9th, 2025. And in here you can find a lot of interesting sports like Ayung River, Tita Ampul, Gangga, Batur, Mount Batur, and even the Subak Jatilui. All important, interesting, natural, and cultural places in Bali are available in the special board of Monopoly. And besides that, you can also find some cuisines like ayam betutu and fried rice. And some parts of the sustainable tourism activity is also included in this game. So if you like Monopoly and you like Indonesia, you might want to get the special edition of Monopoly, which was launched by Indonesian Tourism Ministry. The next one. We have Naif with Ajojing. Ajojing is like an Indonesian term for having fun at the club. So here you go, Naif with Ajojing.
Kita
not only for the youths, but all generations. Please tell us how you feel about our programs. You can send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official, and our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. Wanna get so quickly to us, you can get in touch with The Voice of Indonesia on our WhatsApp number, +62821-2381-2130. And if I were to quick in saying that, let me repeat it for you. Our WhatsApp number is +62821-2381-2130. Once again, +62821-2381-2130. But please do not call it, just send messages to us and we'll read it for you. And you can also send comments and questions on our RRI Digital mobile application. And now I'm opening it and I saw some comments from several days ago, and the latest one, like 5 hours ago, we got it from someone called Marco Glover, and his message is just check. Something like that. Maybe he is testing the comment section of the application, but thank you very much for putting some comments. And once again, listener, you gotta go to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official, to make sure that you will not miss good programs from The Voice of Indonesia. And now, let's tone it down a bit after an upbeat number by Naif with Ajojing. The next one will be It Gitaf with Berakhir di Akor, Ending on Me. But we're still not going to end our broadcast, because after that you'll be listening to a story about the the footprints of the world's prehistory in the northernmost part of Indonesia, with something called Geopark Natuna. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Di tekan dari segala sisi, seringkali hilang arti. Aku hidup untuk siapa? Ku sudah tidak nyaman lagi, bermimpi pun tahu diri. Apa sebaiknya pergi? Jika semua bersandar padaku, lalu aku bersandar kemana? Walau bukan aku yang salah, membisu saat semua sibuk beradu. Walau tak rela pun ku bantu berdoa ini semua berakhir di aku. Hariku mengais harta yang tak kumiliki. Apa yang aku miliki? Jika semua bersandar padaku, lalu aku bersandar kemana? Mengalah, walau bukan aku yang salah. Saat semua sibuk beradu, walau tak rela pun ku bantu berdoa ini semua walau tak rela pun ku bantu berdoa ini semua berakhir di aku. Membisu saat semua sibuk beradu.
Prehistoric traces have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spent about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island, at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9 past 39 minutes.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area. Namely, Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubing, Senoa Island, Tamak Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half-sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. Then, because Natuna Island has biodiversity, So, Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then, there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is Sarwasan Subdistrict. Lastly, we have cultural diversity. Yes, we do have mandu, sudo chicken, pastel arts. A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia. With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Bagiku, kaulah cinta sejati. yang tertulis untukku adalah yang terbaik untukmu. Kan ku jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku. Namun takkan mudah bagiku meninggalkan jejak hidupku yang tak terukir abadi sebagai kenangan yang terindah.
So it's lunchtime. I think I'm going to have some lunch now, but we are still on our own VRNews.id and the application at RE Digital. Once again, I'd like you to tell us how you feel about our program. You can send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official, and to our WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130. More from Indonesia is coming up next, so stay tuned on air. It was service Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Baru ditahu Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Seharusnya aku